black robe every Shabbos. So I told him I couldn't get one of my size. And he believed me, so I saw me years later. He said he's still looking for one, right? So I told him, so am I. But in, you will see that in even in Orthodox congregations in Germany, and even in Orthodox congregations in the United States, in England today, in South Africa, and a collar with the whole thing, because that became a mark of the clergy. And a rabbi was supposed to be a member of the clergy. These radical changes were topped by the fact that Reform took the Jewish day of rest and moved it from Saturday to Sunday. Now, today it almost doesn't exist anywhere in the world anymore. They moved it back. I don't know what difference it makes, but they moved it back. But when I was a boy growing up in Chicago, the two large Reform temples in Chicago had only Sunday services, Sunday morning services. And that was that is within this century yet. Because, again, the Jewish house of worship and the Jewish format of worship was not to be different than the non-Jewish format. And needless to say that all of the personal laws of Judaism went by the wayside. Kosher, non-kosher, all of that went down the tubes. If you want to hear, sometimes you can still... You can still hear it, and for those in the New York area, the Shabbos is later now, so that every 5:30 throughout the year on WQXR, they have a half hour of services from Temple Emmanuel. And I don't want to, WQXR, but it's well worth listening to, because it will give you an insight into the problem. Will give you an insight into the problem with the organ and the choir and the whole, Bach's oratorio. You hear the whole thing, and it has and it has become very Jewish. I mean, I've been listening for 10 years. It has become much more Jewish over the last 10 years. But you'll hear, but it's literally like listening to a different religion. It has no relationship whatsoever. And that is a throwback to original Reform, to the original ideas that the first Reform Jews put into motion. Reform saw itself as a bridge into assimilation. It did not see itself. American Reform today sees itself as a fence against assimilation, because in the United States our problem is so serious. You have 80% probably, or 70% of the Jewish population in the United States who are unaffiliated completely, who are not even Reform. And therefore Reform sees itself, so to speak, on the side of religion. And trying to help Judaism survive. Reform in its inception in the late 1700s and the early 1800s saw itself as a conduit by which Jews could come into German society and eventually convert. Mendelssohn's own grandchildren were Goyim. The famous composer Felix Mendelssohn. They were all Mishumodim. And as late as 1936, when the Nuremberg laws were passed, the intermarriage rate in Germany was 45%. Hitler is the one that really ended Reform Judaism. He didn't accept prophetic Judaism. He didn't like our nose.